Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's Thursday, the 3rd of June, 2010, and this is my audio. It's a few minutes to 10 in the morning, so I'm going into work at a more of a normal, civilised time. Had good night's sleep, uninterrupted sleep. So count myself lucky. Need a few more of those to recover, I think. Things are still going a bit wrong at work, so pressure is still high. But we're getting there, really. So we're working together and working for the best interest of the customer and their customer and all that stuff. Positive. Listen to Andy's latest audio boo called Only Boo. Don't know why it's called Only Boo. He was talking a bit more about the iPhone and the iPad rather, and photography. He was talking about, taking a photograph and making a background black and white and having the New York taxis that are yellow standing out in their full glorious colour. With a black and white background. He was talking about some workflow we're using on iPad for that, and camera, presumably the camera connection kit that you get for the iPad, £429 or more, depending on what size you get. So I just quickly, very, very quickly, knocked together a demo photo that I'll put on the album art for this audio boo. Where I took a photograph of one of Amelia's toys and made the background black and white, all within my iPhone. So and all with free software as well. So I used an app called Mill Color to create the black and white version of the color photo that I took. And they have all sorts of very very subtle contrast and color casting and all that sort of controls for enhancing photos, and then I used a bit of software called Juxtaposer Junior, which you can use to graft bits of two different photos together. So that's how I put together most of the black and white photo and a little bit of the colour photo. So very easily done. Does require a lot of zooming in and touching with with your finger on the iPhone, but it works, and it must work. It would work even more beautifully on the iPad. But I want to get back to the iPad, the iPhone audio boo suggestion that Andy made. I'd like to kind of figure out how that we would do that. What do we do? Do we start lobbying the guys at Audio Boo to make this kind of make a roaming nearby boo's browser for the iPhone? That you'd be able to configure to filter out specific keywords, or filter in specific keywords, probably more appropriately. Maybe we should be lobbying them, or should we be trying to build it ourselves as a web app, or should we just, Andy, you've got some history in programming. Maybe you should sign up for the Apple Developer Program and start building that app yourself. What do you think about that, Mr. Taylor? Alright, I'm gonna stop recording now. I don't like to go all the way up to the 5 minute mark, because then I always feel like I didn't quite get to say everything I wanted to say. So I shall leave it here, put this one into the cyberspace, and entreat you all to take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks for listening.